1. Listening Comprehension.
Section A.
Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Excuse me, sir. Can I borrow these books on medicine?
Sorry, you are only allowed to have 3 at a time.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place? Two. The parking fee is 10 yuan per hour, but how much would it be if I park here for an hour and 10 minutes?
20 yuan, madam, because we charge by the number of hours.
Question. How much will the woman pay if she parks her car there for 2 hours and 10 minutes? 3. How much do you want to spend on the rent?
Somewhere under $200 a month. I'd prefer to rent a furnished one, and I need a parking space.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers? 4. It's going to be a wonderful day for hiking tomorrow, but the weatherman said it was going to rain later tonight.
Ah, nonsense. Nothing can spoil our adventure. Those weather reports are never right.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
5. I really can't put up with Jane. She is always speaking ill of others.
So she is, but she seems to have good relations with our boss.
Question. What can we learn about Jane? 6. Are you going to put up lights on the outside?
Yes, all of my neighbors decorate their houses, and I'm making a gift list.
Question. What are they talking about?
7. It's terrible to see so many breaks for advertisements on TV. They should be avoided.
But I think this is a good chance to give your eyes a rest.
Question. What does the man mean?
8. About 100 million people will travel during the Spring Festival. Most of them will be behind the wheel.
But winter weather can make the roads dangerous, so take your time and make sure you arrive home safe and sound.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
9. Johnny, you should take up a little weight training, and you need to go to bed early instead of watching TV half the night.
Hey, you're starting to sound like my personal fitness instructor.
Question. What does the man mean?
10. As you know, we Americans cut our kids off when they're 18.
I wish I could, but we're Greeks. They're ours until they're married.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
6.
Directions. In section B, you will hear several longer conversations and short passages, and you will be asked several questions on each of the conversations and the passages. The conversations and the passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, write the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Burns are the most common injuries, but the right, quick treatment for burns can make a big difference. What should you do if someone suffers a burn? First, look at the burn. Is it a small burn? Doctors say a small burn is about 23 millimeters across. Then ask the victim, "Is your burn very painful?" Surprisingly, more serious burns aren't very painful. A small, painful burn isn't serious. You can treat it without a doctor. Put the burn under cold running water for several minutes, which is called flushing, to cool the burned area. You may have to flush the burn for longer if the victim still feels pain. Don't use ice, which is so cold that it can damage the skin. After flushing, cover the burn with a clean bandage or cloth. You can even use a clean plastic bag. Don't use anything that may stick to the burn. The covering will keep the burn clean and help to stop infection. But what if the burn is more serious? If the victim doesn't feel pain, then it is probably more serious. This sounds strange, but burns that take away a person's feeling have damaged the skin and nerves deep down. If the victim's burn is more than 23 millimeters across, it is also serious. Here is what you need to do with large burns. First, remove the victim's clothes or jewelry around the burned area. Then treat the burned area with cool running water. Cover the burned area lightly with a clean cloth and get help fast. If you can get the victim to a doctor more quickly, the victim will have a better chance of recovery. Now listen again.
Burns are the most common injuries, but the right, quick treatment for burns can make a big difference. What should you do if someone suffers a burn? First, look at the burn. Is it a small burn? Doctors say a small burn is about 23 millimeters across. Then ask the victim, "Is your burn very painful?" Surprisingly, more serious burns aren't very painful. A small painful burn isn't serious. You can treat it without a doctor. Put the burn under cold running water for several minutes, which is called flushing, to cool the burned area. You may have to flush the burn for longer if the victim still feels pain. Don't use ice, which is so cold that it can damage the skin. After flushing, cover the burn with a clean bandage or cloth. You can even use a clean plastic bag. Don't use anything that may stick to the burn. The covering will keep the burn clean and help to stop infection. But what if the burn is more serious? If the victim doesn't feel painful, then it is probably more serious. This sounds strange, but burns that take away a person's feeling have damaged the skin and nerves deep down. If the victim's burn is more than 23 millimeters across, it is also serious. Here is what you need to do with large burns. First, remove the victim's clothes or jewelry around the burned area. Then treat the burned area with cool running water. Cover the burned area lightly with a clean cloth and get help fast. If you can get the victim to a doctor more quickly, the victim will have a better chance of recovery.
Questions 11. In which situation should the victim be sent to the hospital?
Twelve. What should be done to treat a burn?
13. Why do we use a covering over a burn?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
A company, Volterman, has recently released a smart wallet that takes security to the extreme. It comes with a built-in alarm system, a GPS tracker, and even a front-facing camera that takes photos of whoever tries to open it and sends them to the owner. Wallets almost seem obsolete in this digital age, but the smart wallet isn't your average wallet. Apart from the screen, it packs about as much technology as your smartphone, including a built-in camera, a power bank, a GPS tracker, an alarm system, and even Wi-Fi hotspot capabilities. It may look like a simple leather wallet on the outside, but it's a whole different one on the inside. Perhaps the most unusual feature of the smart wallet is the built-in front-facing camera. When in lost mode, the wallet will take pictures whenever someone tries to open it, and the wallet sends the pictures to the owner by connecting to the internet. This feature is listed as optional, so would-be customers concerned about privacy issues needn't be worried. If someone dares to open your wallet without your permission, the little camera will take a picture and send it to your mobile phone, said the founder of Volterman. We have developed a wallet which doesn't get lost. Once your wallet is stolen, you will find it easily by receiving the picture of the thief. Let's listen again.
A company, Volterman, has recently released a smart wallet that takes security to the extreme. It comes with a built-in alarm system, a GPS tracker, and even a front-facing camera that takes photos of whoever tries to open it and sends them to the owner. Wallets almost seem obsolete in this digital age, but the smart wallet isn't your average wallet. Apart from the screen, it packs about as much technology as your smartphone, including a built-in camera, a power bank, a GPS tracker, an alarm system, and even Wi-Fi hotspot capabilities. It may look like a simple leather wallet on the outside, but it's a whole different one on the inside. Perhaps the most unusual feature of the smart wallet is the built-in front-facing camera. When in lost mode, the wallet will take pictures whenever someone tries to open it, and the wallet sends the pictures to the owner by connecting to the internet. This feature is listed as optional, so would-be customers concerned about privacy issues needn't be worried. If someone dares to open your wallet without your permission, the little camera will take a picture and send it to your mobile phone, said the founder of Volterman. We have developed a wallet which doesn't get lost. Once your wallet is stolen, you will find it easily by receiving the picture of the thief.
Questions 14. What does the smart wallet look like on the outside?
What will happen when the wallet is stolen?
What can we learn about the smart wallet?
Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hi, Helen. How are you?
Hi, David. Well, I'm a little disappointed.
What's wrong?
Tonight's concert doesn't end until after Abby's curfew, so she won't be able to go.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah. I won't bend the rules because it's a school night. So what time is your son Jackson's curfew?
He doesn't have one.
How does he know when to be home?
He knows to be home at an appropriate time.
Doesn't he need more structure?
We've discussed an appropriate time for him to be home. We trust him to stick to that.
He's still pretty young. We give Abby strict guidelines.
Kids certainly need boundaries, but being too strict can discourage them from being responsible.
Well, teens aren't always responsible. They can get into a lot of trouble when they're out too late.
That may be true, but curfews can give parents a false sense of security.
What do you mean?
Teens can get into trouble any time of the day.
But a curfew does reduce the amount of trouble they can get into.
It might also prevent them from becoming mature. Curfews can cause teens to be too dependent on their parents.
I don't agree. Abby has a very strict curfew, but she still makes her own decisions.
Perhaps your Abby is an exception. I know many teens who feel curfews are a punishment.
Abby understands the curfew is for her benefit. In any case, a curfew works well for us.
And we're fine without one. Now let's listen again. Hi, Helen. How are you?
Hi, David. Well, I'm a little disappointed.
What's wrong?
Tonight's concert doesn't end until after Abby's curfew, so she won't be able to go.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah. I won't bend the rules because it's a school night. So what time is your son Jackson's curfew?
He doesn't have one.
How does he know when to be home?
He knows to be home at an appropriate time.
Doesn't he need more structure?
We've discussed an appropriate time for him to be home. We trust him to stick to that.
He's still pretty young. We give Abby strict guidelines.
Kids certainly need boundaries, but being too strict can discourage them from being responsible.
Well, teens aren't always responsible. They can get into a lot of trouble when they're out too late.
That may be true, but curfews can give parents a false sense of security.
What do you mean?
Teens can get into trouble any time of the day.
But a curfew does reduce the amount of trouble they can get into.
It might also prevent them from becoming mature. Curfews can cause teens to be too dependent on their parents.
I don't agree. Abby has a very strict curfew, but she still makes her own decisions.
Perhaps your Abby is an exception. I know many teens who feel curfews are a punishment.
Abby understands the curfew is for her benefit. In any case, a curfew works well for us.
And we're fine without one.
Questions. 17. Why can't Abby go to the concert?
What can we learn about Jackson?
According to the man, what's the influence of curfew on children?
What does Abby think of her curfew?
21. This is the end of listening comprehension.